Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. That is our name. We are not the Status Bro. We are not Bros and Cons. We are the Status Bro Show. Do not forget that last word, because we had to change it because of some fucking trademarking issues. Apparently some douchebag, some other place has the name Bros and... What the fuck is it? Status Bro LLC is like the name. It's like a t-shirt company.
Yeah, some shirt company.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, anyways, as always,
I'm your host,
Kevin Ebling, joined with
Corey Vandersleen.
Zach Lewis. And of course, our lovely producer, Melissa Galbraith. That's correct, right?
Not quite.
All right.
You're getting there.
Anyways, first thing I'd like to talk about is last week's show, which no one will ever hear because it was a colossal fuck-up. And it sucks because I want to bitch about this for a while. And I love bitching about things, but I hate when I have to bitch about something that's my own fault.
I'm laughing that you actually lost sleep over it.
Yes, I know. I did. This was my fuck-up because we did an awesome show and you guys are never going to get to hear it because it got fucking deleted.
That's too bad. Too bad.
I don't know what happened. I want to blame it on me pulling the USB out and closing GarageBand when it shouldn't have happened. And I think that's probably it. What are you guys saying?
Yeah, there is definitely some issue there with the USB, with the fucking dongle.
But we're all in agreement that it was my fault.
Yeah, sure.
All right, fuck you guys.
If you want to take the blame for it,
I'm not taking
Kevin.
The blame. If you want to take it, go for it.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Let's listen to the tape and see.
Yeah, perfect.
Not there. Oops.
Now, I don't want to cover all the same things that we talked about last time, because then it's not funny, because it was spontaneous last time, but one thing I would like to bring up, I know we were talking about Edward 40 Hands, and we were trying to negotiate some kind of a group 40 Hands thing. Okay, if I remember, none of you guys have actually played before, correct?
No. Negative. I keep trying to bring it up at parties, but no one's ever game.
Well, yeah, I've never done it either.
Do you ever happen to have like a surplus of 40s at parties?
And I'm the oldest one, so
usually
I like
bring
extreme.
It up early so someone's sober enough to run out and get some.
Some jackass can get like 12 40s. Let's do that.
All right, now I got a couple questions about the rules here.
Yes.
Okay, who's actually down to do it? I want to know that for sure.
I'm down.
Okay, Corey, you're definitely in.
Yeah.
Zach?
I will be in what, 2 months?
Oh, come on,
officially
dude.
In 2 months? Unofficially, I'm in.
Dude, nobody's calling the cops. All you right, can be in right now.
Jesus
All right.
Christ.
Now, one thing, though.
Do you have them?
No.
But, not on us. Not right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not ready to do it right now.
Going now.
I mean, as you guys may have noticed, I'm a little bit obsessive compulsively clean. So I've worked out some strategies here.
This place is a shithole, man.
Fucking wise ass.
Thank you.
So yeah, I was thinking one of my plans is like, just in case, not that I'm saying it's going to happen, we put a couple of trash cans in the studio right here.
Oh, you want to do it in here?
Yeah, we're going to fucking do it in here.
That's going to be hard enough as is doing it while recording, but if we can figure that out, fuck yeah.
My producer just got my attention. She has something she'd like to share. Go ahead, Melissa.
Part of the rules, as per Wikipedia, is vomiting is sometimes considered an immediate disqualification. Mm.
Are we going to go with that?
If it's the rules, why not?
If it's the rules, it's the I'm down. Rules.
These are Wikipedia rules, okay? They're not set in stone.
Oh, okay. I'll look up better rules for you.
Do they have like edward40hands.com?
Yes,
like,
also.
Like either a drinking website or a really good porn.
A time limit. That's a good question. Because, I mean, if we're going to do it on the air, we're going to make a special about it, which is my original idea. I still think it's a good idea if you guys like it.
Yeah.
We don't want to make it a 3-hour thing.
No.
What do you guys think? How long do you think it's going to take? Well, I mean, it can't be 3 hours, because there's no way you could hold 80 ounces of piss for 3 hours.
We've got to do it so it's like we start earlier in the afternoon and we pick up midway through drunk.
Midway through drunk.
Or we could always stop the show, start and stop and come back, you know, make it so that people don't have to listen to the entire fucking thing.
We could start the show and then just see who's down the lowest at the end.
But I mean, nobody wants to totally just listen to us chug 40s. I think, like, we can still do, like, a regular show, like, still try to talk. You know, like,
I can talk with 2 40s duct
tape. I think I can, too.
Yeah,
it's not like a 40s duct tape in my mouth. Okay. That'd be cool, though.
Another question I had in regards to the rule, can I not take cold prevention measures? Like, tape my hands up with duct tape first, and then tape them to the bottle so my hands aren't fucking freezing the whole time. Yeah, I don't want to do gloves. I think that sucks.
Just an extra layer of duct tape?
Yeah.
See, I don't know how well duct tape serves as an insulator.
I don't either, but it's got to be better than your fucking bare skin.
I don't really feel like a beer is that cold that my hands are going to be, like, shivering.
I think you want it to be cold. You're going to get warm. You don't want to be drinking warm 40.
The pictures I'm seeing on apparently the official rules. Everybody's got koozies on theirs. Or like towels wrapped around their bottles.
Okay. So then that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
so
legit.
You can use
that's
so
on the level.
Where do you find 40-ounce koozies?
Yeah, where the fuck do you find
eBay?
Towels.
Yeah, wait, well, I didn't even think about that. Who the fuck has a 40-ounce koozie handy? Who's ever even seen a 40-ounce
koozie? Rednecks in this picture.
Yeah, these bitches. Apparently have 40.
We got a picture here. It looks exactly how
those
it sounds. A fucking
dudes.
Koozie for a 40-ounce
those
beer.
Those are women. I see some cleavage present.
Might still be dudes.
That's true. I have cleavage present.
All right, and if you think the show sucks so far, it's because you didn't hear the greatest show ever that we recorded
last week.
It's true.
This is
so, yeah. Nobody will ever get to hear it. That's just a problem.
But yeah, Edward 40 Hands. It'll happen.
Edward 40 Hands is going to happen. That's a go, right?
I think so.
So we're going to do Edward 40 Hands special. Now, we're doing another show this week, correct?
Yes, we are.
Did you guys decide on when you want to do this show?
Still Thursday, right?
Thursday.
I get there on Thursday.
I can do Thursday as well. Yeah. Do you guys want to maybe roll Thursday's show and the Edward 40 Hands into one?
What?
I don't know if I want to do it so soon.
Really?
Some of us have work on Friday.
Who has work on Friday?
This guy.
You really do have work on Friday?
I do work on Friday.
In the morning?
9 to 5.
All right, he's off the hook for that.
I think I have a wedding on Friday.
Yeah, you're probably going to want to get drunk for that.
Yeah, but I don't want to be hungover.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay.
Just think of this pre-gaming.
Pre-gaming. 24 hours in advance.
So when do you want to do this? Melissa, you're your producer. When can we get something like this together, do you think? On a weekend? You think we got to do a weekend? Do you guys ever work on the weekends?
I work weekends, but if we have enough advance notice, I can request time off.
Okay. And I don't work Saturdays, but sometimes I have to do stuff for location sound. That's kind of the reason that I have Saturday available. But I think Saturday is probably the way to go.
Yeah, we can definitely figure it out. Saturday in the near future. Yeah.
Okay, I want to say, because I'm excited about this. I don't know about you guys. Like,
absolutely.
I'm ready to fucking
get
do
more
this.
Excited as we get closer to it.
I think it'll be great.
All right, so maybe a week from this upcoming Saturday.
Yeah.
Melissa, what's that date?
See,
if you want a
mega
beer, you can use three fingers to swipe to my calendar.
I think I have plans for the next couple of weeks, so maybe three.
I feel like Corey's procrastinating here.
Okay, this Saturday is the 23rd.
I'm a busy motherfucker.
So the 2nd of March would be...
The 2nd of March, damn.
2nd of March, I can't do that. I'm going to the Irish Festival in
Fuck,
Dallas.
March 4th, I got that project due for audio production. I may be working on that weekend.
Oh, yeah, that shit too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to Irish Festival that weekend.
Where's Irish Festival?
In Dallas.
Dallas?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Irish
over at Fair Park.
Huh.
And that's better than Edward 40 Hands with the Status Bro Show crew?
Dude, they have they have all sorts of Irish beer. They've got great wolfhounds or Irish wolfhounds. It's like, it's a dedication to drunk.
Well, yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, fine. We're off for that.
We'll figure it out.
I can do a bit from out there.
You can do a bit
All right. Edward 40 Hands special coming soon. To be determined.
To an iTunes near you.
All right, now, we talked about a lot of funny shit last week. Possibly the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life, but nobody will ever hear it.
It's pretty goddamn great.
It was fantastic.
You're so unlucky you missed out.
Yeah, if some fuckstick hadn't deleted that, you could be listening to it right now.
What a cock smoker.
Yeah, what a prick. We can't talk about any of that same shit, because then it's not organic, and that's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong, Kevin.
All right, but I know that manscaping at some point came up last week, but how did that come up? How was that introduced? Who brought that up, by the way?
You were talking about your bad haircut.
Oh, that's right. By the way, I still look like fucking Vanilla Ice. Thank you. Shauna, my hairstylist. Not her real name for the sake of radio protection, but yes, it sucks. I have no sideburns at all. So how did that turn into manscaping?
Well, I then said that it reminded me of a conversation that I had with a lady friend of mine several weeks back, in which we finally discussed manscaping and different options, because I'd never gotten feedback on the likes and dislikes of the shaved or unshaven male genitalia.
That's right. And we discussed methods, and I think I was the only one who went with my particular method.
Right.
Where I completely razor shave everything, my whole junk.
You're like baby smooth.
Yep. And, I put some lotion on and everything afterwards. But, yeah, man, it'll last for a long fucking time. Then you don't even have to worry about it for, a couple months. Everything looks good. Maybe I would prefer using some sort of an electric device, but I never
tried
that before.
I'm with you. It's just straight manual. Yeah. I've tried electrical before, man. There's blood and shit.
Well,
blood and shit and yeah. I don't want to hear about that. Electric is my approach.
What kind of manscaping are you doing,
Corey? I figured if there was going to be blood, it would have been from the
No, that's just a steady hand.
Has anybody ever taken a scissors to that region?
Scissors? No, I go completely electric.
I drew blood
as
once.
Of really? This couple of weeks ago when I started doing the process.
I nicked my scrotum with
Gillette. Best a man can get.
Yeah. It's weird though. It's like really tough skin on your balls. It's like really leathery. So like it hurt really bad at first, and I was like, that can't be that bad. And then I saw the blood, and I was like, holy shit, this is really bad.
Okay, so mishaps aside, y'all definitely have an established style of manscaping.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, everything must go. It's a fire sale.
I was like, yeah, I'm on board with Kevin here. I agree.
That's just weird.
Well, what the fuck am I gonna do? I'm not gonna make a landing strip.
Yeah, you can't do designs.
Yeah, no. Not gonna put a lightning bolt in my groin or some shit.
But a little cushion is nice.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't want to be like completely baby down there. It's like the approach that I tried to take is that, you know, I want to go for the standard thing that I go with most of my haircuts, just a little bit off the top and sides. So
see, I don't even know how that works.
See, you don't.
I didn't really either because I'd never heard of any techniques, so I just kind of
go either or. But I think personal preference. I prefer Kevin's method, man. It's all out of the way.
Thank you.
Done and done.
Which it doesn't really fucking matter to me what goes on down there. I defer to the lady's opinion.
No, I concur with my associate's conclusion here. You're not wrong.
Because Melissa makes the point that can be uncomfortable. Is that what you're saying? Like it can be abrasive, like pokey.
Yeah, like yeah. You get like 2 days out.
Get
from
some
that.
Stubble burn.
Yeah, and ow.
But
it's
I like feel
rug,
like this
it's
is
like rug burn inside.
Dudes have to deal with that all the fucking time, dude.
It's true. And see, that's just a matter of timing on the dude's part, okay? That means you have a 2-day window after you do it, okay? If you can't get what you need to get done in that 2 days, man, you gotta wait a week. You just gotta do it. You gotta man the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean,
or you're
same with the chick. If it's been a couple of days, it's like fucking a porcupine.
Yeah. Which,
if it's been I mean, it's not pleasant for a dude.
No, not at all.
I mean, don't get me wrong. When it comes,
it's always pleasant.
It's not like I couldn't still finish. I mean, exactly. It's not unpleasant to that point.
Yeah, you're not getting rug burn. You're not getting rug burn on the inside of your part.
In fact, it may add a couple of seconds to my run time, which in that sense, it's a benefit. No, dude, I'm serious. When it comes to that shit, like, unless I'm still like a 16-year-old boy in that sense. Like, it's hard to not finish really quick. I mean,
oh, yeah. I meant 16-year-old boys, and there's just no fucking.
Oh, especially when you're really busy, and it's been like a week since you banged your girlfriend or something, dude. Like, don't expect a really long round. Like, it's just not gonna happen. Now, if I've been boozing all night or something, then yeah, dude, that's when I'm like fucking king of the world. But,
yeah. And that whiskey dick.
Yeah, dude, I love that. It's the best.
It's the best.
And I've heard some dudes who say that. They're like, I had that, and like, I was never able to finish. Like, I had to tell her, like, sorry, I can't finish. And I'm like, dude, that's never happened to me once in my life. How about you, Zach?
No, I'm not a big drinker.
Oh, that's right. You're not a big drinker, damn it.
But there is a method to my madness. Practice makes perfect, man.
Ooh, you know, it's always nice to have some kind of a female presence available on the show. Melissa, has your boyfriend, does he drink a lot?
Not really, no.
Damn it, never mind.
Well, I mean, there have been...
You just
been...
killed a whole line of great questioning.
You know, you can ask the same questions because, let's face it, there are others in the past, okay?
Why is it always so quick that we have to get into the dirty talk?
I don't know.
You guys and your fucking...
You can continue your line of
filthy
course.
Mind.
Just kind of jump
back
in and
Dixon
Dicker.
You can continue your line of questioning because I'm sure I have answers for you.
Well, that's pretty much all I got for now. I thought that was pretty good. By the way, let me mention we accidentally deleted last Wednesday's show, greatest show ever.
You've
anyways,
gotta get over that.
Yeah.
You've gotta get over that. Quit losing sleep over it.
It makes this show seem less shitty.
All right.
It's the show that nobody's ever gonna hear.
All right, how about we delve out of the personal? Well, I mean, no, we're gonna get worse into the personal here, especially for me because this is embarrassing
right.
for me to even talk about. But it's not sexual, so we're not. Well, I mean, we're still being gross, but. All right.
Excuse me.
Has anybody ever had a roid?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
As in, Hema, not stare.
No, gotcha.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know if I'd know at this point.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I've had I'm gonna go with yes. Just because? I wouldn't say for sure if that's what it was, but I'm going to go with yes.
I've had for sure encountered. I'm actually in a recovery phase right now.
Okay, wait. How do you recover?
All right, now...
As far as mine, my issue just kind of went away.
Okay, no.
About a
month of basically a pinky toe sticking out of my cornhole. That's what it feels like. I'm not gonna lie.
Shit.
No, it's really bizarre. Dude, I feel like, is this just a sign that like I'm getting old or something? I mean, I'm still in my fucking 20s. All of a sudden, I recently had my first ingrown toenail. I'm getting ingrown toenails and fucking roids at 27 years old.
I had an ingrown toenail when I was like 16.
Like next, I'm not even gonna be able to take a good piss anymore or something. Like, next, I won't even be able to get a boner. Like maybe I'm just aging really. Maybe I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, what, you want to know, like, specifics of, like, how it goes away?
Yeah, do you have a theory, or do you just, like, man the fuck up and wait?
No, I have a theory. Age.
Do you?
It's not my own theory. As you guys know, I'm a huge fan of Howard Stern.
All right.
Yeah. Who also had this similar problem. And he claims that he cured himself. And that's basically what I tried, is that when you have to shit, don't ever shit when you have to push in any way. You wait till you're busting at the seams every time, and then it will eventually go away. And don't get constipated either. I mean, which is hard to avoid, but, like, you can avoid specific triggers, which, oh, this is what fucked me up. Maybe even lasted a little bit longer. I know this is disgusting. I'm sorry. All right, but, like, it first happened, and when it first happens, like, if, you know, like, first of all, you feel, like, when you're, like, showering or wiping or whatever, you're like, there's something weird going on here. Like, there's something foreign.
Just some foreign anal discomfort.
Yes. And it can be fucking painful for a while. Like, a week. So, one of my buddies... Actually, a guy who used to be on when I used to do this a long time ago.
Right.
He does some work over in Canada, and he gets these Tylenol, like acetaminophen, that have codeine in them. And they're, like, really good for painkillers, but, like, not really strong.
Right.
So I was like, dude, I'm going to take some of these because my asshole hurts so bad. Like, I can't even sit down anymore. So I pop a couple of those, totally forgetting that, like, the major side effect of any opioid-based painkiller is fucking constipation. The worst thing! The fucking... God damn it! I'm like, not only do I feel like the most grotesque person on the planet, but I just exacerbated the problem. God. Anyways, I didn't want to bring I didn't want to bring this up till. Oh, dude. Oh my god.
This reminds me of.
Made it fucking worse.
This reminds me of one of the ponderances I've had. If we can move off of the hemorrhoidal subject.
I don't. Is everybody good with that? We can move on from the roids.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
All right. I mean, nobody's. Melissa, what do you think?
We can move on.
Nice. You don't want to weigh in here?
That's,
Have you ever had that?
No.
Not even close?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yep.
100% positive?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, let's move on.
I feel you, Kevin. Go ahead, Corey.
Thanks, man.
I have these ponderances every now and then. I don't know if anybody else wonders about these things, but it crosses my mind a lot. And it kind of make... You remind me of this ponderance that I have is that does everybody wipe... the same way, or do we all develop our own...
I can tell you that right now.
Our own mannerisms.
Oh, I can tell you my wiping method is unique.
What?
It is.
Bullshit.
You want to know?
Please.
Okay, you know what? Everybody else first, tell me yours.
All right, well, I remain in the seated position.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually really specific. It's like when I'm done with my deuce, I start tearing off 5 sheets, you know, 5 little squares... That's all I need.
All connected or individual?
All connected. Like a five sheet row.
Mm-hmm.
Folded up as needed.
Five, that's a lot. That's a long, I mean.
Oh, dude, wait till you get to my turn. Go ahead.
All right.
I mean, it's like, it's always been specific like that, too. It's always 5.
5. Wow.
For the record, I'm glad 5. We evolved from sex talk to shitting, by the way. So, here we go.
Again, you're the host, asshole.
Continue, Corey.
Yeah, going back to asshole. And I just go, I lift cheek, go back to front. Repeat as necessary.
Back to front.
Ooh.
Back to front.
Back to front. Sweeping
see, that's
into
what
the
I
kitchen.
Thought you meant by strategy. I didn't know you meant like specific number of sheets.
See, I didn't think you were ever supposed to go back to front. That was always front to back.
See, thank you.
Yeah.
But I don't do that anyway.
Especially if you're a woman, because that can cause infections.
Yeah.
And that's just not even.
How convenient is it that
like
we happen to have a woman here right now? Melissa, why don't you tell us about your wiping technique?
It
I
takes
think our audience
sheets.
Is on pins and needles.
It takes 8 sheets.
Total.
No woman will ever leave the bathroom without using 8 or more sheets of toilet paper.
8 or more?
8 or more squares.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I use way more than that. I mean,
well, that's the reason.
Somebody please call my boyfriend and explain that when you leave 4 sheets of toilet paper on the roll and just assume that that's enough, that you're wrong.
No, that might be enough for a girl to take a pee-pee, but definitely
not
enough.
No.
What the fuck did I say pee-pee?
It takes 8
Don't worry
for
about
a woman
it.
To pee. It just, it takes.
Oh, you're talking about peeing?
Yes.
I wasn't talking about pee methods. Well, we don't wipe after peeing.
But
this was exclusively shit talk.
Yeah, but when you get to the next level, it takes more. It takes like 16 sheets of toilet paper.
Well, that's
for that.
Fine.
That and it's all always right, yeah. It yeah. is always you have to like quasi stand up, and it is always back front to back.
Okay, that's the I remain back. Seated because like if you stand up, then you're just like squashing shit around right there.
You're not.
If you remain in,
that's
if
why
you
don't
remain in a seated spread position. Then you're not, like, spreading it around.
All right.
I feel like I'm hands down the person who's given us the most thought and planning to their wiping process. But,
but no, it's like, there's a reason why I use 5 sheets. Because if I use just, like, 1 or 2, then I feel like I'm actually getting doo-doo on my hands.
Yeah.
I want to try and keep my hands as clean as possible.
That's a good point, actually. The thinner the material, you know, you want it to be as thick as possible between skin and, you know, your asshole.
Well, and you want, like, the best feeling toilet paper, too.
Well, yeah.
Because
Charmin Plus.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, well, first of all, I'm a shy pooper. I can't shit in public places. I have to have the home field advantage. I'm not going to say that.
I just, oh my God.
But any public place has like sandpaper fucking toilet paper.
I couldn't believe it.
I can argue that.
You're going to rub your entire fucking asshole off.
I couldn't believe it. I just got back from a weekend long camping trip. It's like Friday, Saturday, and bits of Sunday.
Did you go the whole time without shitting?
I did not shit once while I was out
there. Dude, for some reason nobody ever wants to shit.
I have a very socially, conscious asshole.
Me too.
See,
I'm in that part.
I had to get over that at a really young age, so.
I don't mind shitting in public, but it's just shitting where shitting is not really easy.
My issue
with in the woods.
Shitting in public. I can shit in public on 2 terms. One.
Diarrhea.
They have good toilet paper. Because I don't do that one-ply shit.
Well, it's like when I'm in a public place, one-ply, and so like using fucking 16 per.
My thing, which is, this is the only reason I'm okay with shitting in public is if nobody else is in the actual bathroom. Then I'm down.
Yeah, dude, because like, I'm telling you, the one thing that even will force me to possibly shit in a public bathroom is explosive diarrhea. And it's happened to everybody, let's be honest. But if you're going into a bathroom and there's already somebody else in there, it's funny because like, you're trying to be quiet and like, you know that the first blast is going to be straight air. So you like, you try your absolute quietest. You're like, because a lot of times in your life, you can control like the velocity of a fart. Like, you can make it.
You know exactly what you're
You can either blast the audio or like, you can like, you know, make it see something where it's like a. You know, like, you can do that. But, dude, sometimes when you have the explosive, like, you try to, like, let out so, and you're, like, being so quiet, like, leaning above the toilet, and then it's, like, every fucking time, dude. You cannot sneak that out.
Yeah, you try and be
Somebody
coy about it.
Somebody
got
a gun to my fucking head, and I cannot squeak that far.
You try and be coy about it, and just kind of let this...
Yes! You're done, dude.
Christ.
See,
yeah, I don't know.
You're
do
dead
not
on
mind.
Arrival.
I was... I have... Right, I actually have a lower digestive tract problem. I have my whole life, so it doesn't matter. I like, if I'm somewhere and I'm like, crap, I gotta go to the bathroom, it's done. I have to go. It doesn't matter.
Have you ever shitted the RTVF building?
Probably.
Have you guys?
I've done it.
Yeah.
I don't mind shitting in public. Just as long, my only thing is that as long as there's enough toilet paper in there, I don't mind.
Yeah, the having to ask for toilet paper under the stall from the person next to you is probably
You've
the most...
You've done that?
Oh!
Oh, dude, fuck that.
That sounds fucking terrible.
That, I am...
I think I'd rather use my shirt.
Terrified. I'm terrified of doing that.
I'm going to start pulling notebook paper out of my backpack at that
point. Women are a little bit more, you know, easy about that, I think, because we have to do it quite frequently. I don't know what it
Shit?
Is about... No, what it is about having to ask for toilet paper.
Oh, right. See, this is something I bet has never happened to us.
See, I would imagine a women's bathroom.
Because that's something I will notice right as I walk
there's,
in.
There's Absolutely. Men's
it's
bathroom.
Just a pee-pee. Yep, you're out.
There's men's bathroom away. Etiquette, and that's you don't do that.
It's true.
Is it just like you always stand one urinal away from the other guy?
No. Yeah, if there's a lot of people, like if you're at a like a Rangers game or some shit, I just gotta piss, man. Or like after a movie lets out, you know, like everybody's going to the bathroom. Like,
yeah, but if there isn't a high volume of people
then
in
yes.
there is a certain rhyme and rhythm as to how you about which urinal you choose.
Yeah, there's one guy in the using a urinal, if you walk up and sit next to him, you're a fucking weirdo.
Which reminds me, you gotta take a leak, what do you go for? Stall or urinal?
I go stall.
Okay.
A lot of people assume it's because you got a small cock. But first of all, guys aren't looking at each other's cocks.
See,
and second, I do it because I feel like urinals splash piss on me.
Yeah.
That's just the way it just grosses me out.
I usually do urinal, but sometimes I'm not sure whether I'm going to have to whether I'm going to have to evacuate both.
You might have to double up.
A good preface to this question is you roll into a diner and you want to get seated, and the waitress rolls up and she says, all right, table or booth? Which one are you going to go for? You can go booth. You love that extra privacy.
That's a good point.
That's what it's all
when
about.
I roll into a, when I roll into a restaurant,
right.
It's
even
like
the
wherever
booth
you
is
can
a little
see
more inconvenient because, you know, if you're with four people and somebody's got to slide out to let you out. But no, I agree. You always want the booth. The booth is just more desirable.
It's true.
It's more appealing.
I
don't
care.
A table sitting in the middle of the room.
I don't care.
I have another
like
bathroom related question for everybody. Who puts the lid down on the toilet when they're done?
I always put the seat down. I don't put the lid down.
It depends.
Like when you flush the toilet, do you put the lid down?
I do seat and lid. I do both.
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
It depends where
I'm house trained.
When
it, house
I'm at home,
when it comes
I
to
usually
that
just
thing.
Leave it as is.
Because
I'm
you
in
do
somewhere
know
else,
that the motion in your toilet will actually spit the water out of the top of your toilet
that
onto the
true.
Stuff in your bathroom.
Yeah.
If you
no,
the
I've heard that.
When you flush.
It's funny, we used to always joke, my sister used to leave a note in the bathroom. We did share a bathroom in high school. It would be like, make sure you close the lid because pee and poop germs shoot 500 feet in the air with a 3-mile radius. So make sure you close that
it's
shit.
Like, it's like Stephen King's
I don't
dome.
Give two shits.
I don't give two shits. Thank you, Corey.
God
see,
damn it. That was a good shit question, and I forgot what
I said. I got to make sure everything goes down, and then I'll close it. So I guess after the flush, I'll close the lid.
All right, now, after much ado, I would like to move on to my wiping method, because I feel like it's unique.
Sure.
Yeah,
I feel
please.
Like this is something you guys have not encountered.
So go ahead.
You know what? I may sell you guys on this. You may start doing it.
This might rival my theory.
All right, so without being excessively crude, as soon as the fecal matter has left my asshole...
As soon as?
I go four squares for the first, just to start out, because that's just check-in, you know.
It's a prelude, four squares.
I go with the pinch. Yeah, pinch. You ever heard of that? I go
no.
in from underneath, basically, and you get it from back and front, and pinch. I feel like I'm encompassing, like, keeping everything all contained into one small area. I do about 3 or 4 pinches, one quick wipe, front to back, and then I stand up to clean out the rest. And often, I'll use a wipe.
One of those moist wipe things.
Okay, see, this is where I've gotten in arguments with my girlfriend about this because I use Clorox wipes.
Oh my god!
Look, now I know that sounds weird, but when I'm gonna buy a wet wipe, I want it to be all purpose. Like I can wipe down my counter or I can wipe down my cornhole.
So you have like a clinically clean asshole.
Okay, but for the record, Clorox wipes do not contain bleach, so I'm not like bleaching my asshole.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I thought that was like, the first thing you guys said. Yeah.
I was like, you buy the ones with bleach, don't you?
Yeah. You guys think I'm like bleaching my butthole. But no. You know, it still, you know, kills germs, getting your wipes. You know, anyways, I think the pinch is a good way to go.
Yeah, yeah, but the wipes are unsafe.
Not true. I would.
How are the, wait, my specific wipes or wipes in general?
Just the specific kind. Like, there are chemicals in there that are unsafe. For humans. And if you actually, some of those, if you get them on your skin for long enough, they can, like, you can get, like, acid burns.
But I think of it this way. My asshole encounters the most disgusting elements of any part of my body. I mean, it combats bacteria and all kinds of junk, you know, whatever the hell makes up your shit.
Those wipes also kill the good bacteria in your body.
That's true, but I don't know that there's a ton.
I don't want any bacteria on my cornhole.
I don't know that there's a ton of, like, good, friendly bacteria in your cornhole. Like, in your ears, like, definitely, but...
Yeah, and in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. How long have you been doing this wipes thing?
Well, I'm kind of starting to ease off of it, because maybe it is fucked up.
Okay, when did you
months.
Start? Months.
Months? Yeah.
Just a few months.
I've been on and off of it for probably a year. Just recently, I've been doing. Okay, you know what? The reason I've been doing it more lately is because of the fucking roid thing.
Okay, so you didn't start doing it, and then you got a roid.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like,
no, I hadn't done it in a long time. No.
Okay, cool.
I tried those.
I'm actually pretty sure I can identify the specific circumstance that triggered the roid.
That's another time. Or maybe not. Shit, maybe that's this time.
Yeah, it's a very short story. I was like on my way to work, and I knew that I needed to shit, but I was in a huge hurry. So I stopped at my parents' because it's kind of on the way, and I blasted one out, and it was very forcible. Like, I really had to push, and I think that's what did it. I'm pretty confident that's what did it.
Popped the blood vessel.
You stopped at your parents.
What exactly is a hemorrhoid? Melissa, can you look that up for us, please? I want to know, like, the clinical definition of what it is, because I think it's like an inflamed vein that pokes its way out of your corn.
You had to take that drumpy.
I did. You know what's going to suck? You have to go work a whole shift when you have to shit the whole time. Like, this is going to suck. Plus, I had just eaten 4 tacos from Taco Bell, and, like, I knew it. You know,
that's your first mistake.
And I've never taken a shit right in back. The break room at work.
Proud to say.
Corey, are you getting another beer?
Yeah.
Will you grab me another beer, please?
What do you want?
One of these big Keystones?
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Why are you drinking Keystone tonight? Mm. Look at you stepping it up.
Fucking gas station was out of natties.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm not really stepping up, I'm just kind of stepping to the side, going with another cheap tub here. Thank you.
Very nice.
All right, you know what? Actually, while I'm at it, we're at 30 minutes, and I got a little something special planned for when we come back. I got a game ready for you guys, but I don't know what it is yet. We will determine that as soon as we're back from our very short break. You are listening to The Status Bro Show.
Yay! Yay!
Hey, this is Corey Vandersleen, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
All right, everyone, we are back on The Status Bro Show. Oh, sorry, everybody's still getting drinks and whatnot a little bit. What's going on?
Good.
You want a drink? No, dude, it doesn't matter to you.
Right, fuck it. No, I'm good. Thank
we
you.
We work off live the cuff here, man.
We're doing it live.
Fuck it.
In fact, I forgot what I was going to start off with now. Oh, that's right. If you would like to contact the show, and please do, if you want to give us stuff to talk about, if you want to tell us we suck, if you want to call us douchebags, I don't care. Just contact us at thestatusbroshow@gmail.com. That's thestatusbroshow@gmail.com.
You can also contact us on Twitter at statusbroshow. I'll be monitoring the Twitter every podcast.
Yes.
Thank you, Corey.
So if you want to tweet us questions live, we can answer them.
And thank you to all of our new subscribers, and keep listening, and please email us, because we will read them on the air. Now, coming up next, once my producer's making a drink right now, but that's okay, we're going to deviate from our hemorrhoids and manscaping and whatever the fuck conversation, because I have a game ready. Now, I got 3 choices for you guys this week.
3 choices.
And since you guys are we're our contestants, I'm gonna leave it up to you guys, you two. Now, here are our 3 options.
All right.
We have, it's funny, actually, my girlfriend made these envelopes for me. She wrote Star Wars shit. But that's Star Wars trivia. It's our first. We'll call it trivia from a galaxy far, far away. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah.
Slogans. Ooh, we could call it Brogans.
Brogans.
This is like popular, brand slogans. Like, you know, like I'm loving it. I bet that's on here. Something like that. Or this contribution came from our producer, Melissa Gilbreath. It says movie shit. Okay, this was movie characters, and we can figure out the physics of that later.
I think it's supposed to be what actor, like what character, what is the main character of this movie, and what actor plays that character.
Okay, well, I think we can do that from the list we have here. But what do you guys think? Personally, my vote's for fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, I want to do Star Wars.
All right, good. You know,
I'm afraid I'm going to be shamed, but it's okay.
All right, so let me get you guys some paper and some books and stuff to write on. I didn't plan this out here, but I like doing it on the air. I think it makes it more fun.
Yeah. For the record, very professional.
What is the best Star Wars film?
Best Star Wars film?
Yeah, I want to know what you think. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
You're a gentleman. I do
love Return of the Jedi, but I think Empire was probably the best of them all.
That's what I was going back and forth on.
Dude,
Empire and
Jedi,
Return of the Jedi.
I love Jedi.
I used to like Jedi more than I saw Clerks.
Same here. When I was a kid, Jedi was hands down my favorite.
But yeah, I do have to go with Empire Strikes Back.
I had a Star Wars question I was about to ask you. Oh, yes. Didn't y'all play Shadows of the Empire back in the day?
For Kyle Katarn?
Yes.
I never played it.
No, that's Dark Forces.
That's Star Forces?
Yeah, no, it's a different character. You need paper?
I need the envelope.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
I missed a lot of the old games, man. It's a shame.
Dash Rendar is the character from Shadows of the Empire. He drove the Outrider. It was like a...
Nice.
It was like a smaller version of the Falcon, but also a Corellian freighter.
I think the oldest Star Wars game I played was Battle for Naboo in the 64.
Ooh, dude, I used to wreck that game, man. That game was fun as shit.
Piece of shit, it was awesome.
No, that game fucking rocks. Well, Rogue Squadron was better. But,
yeah, exactly. I don't know, Star Wars Pod Racer, I guess,
I never really got into
dude,
the games.
Pod Racer fucking rocks.
I will always throw that down. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I got television and radio announcing. 50th anniversary edition.
Yeah. Bring up the visual media.
You guys back, pens? Everyone fuck it up.
Anybody got a pen? I got a pen here.
I'm set.
How about a mechanical pencil?
That will work.
Alrighty.
Do I need to be keeping
right
score?
Shit?
Yes.
Something? Okay, then yeah. I do need paper and a pen.
Okay,
of some
that
sort.
One I think is fucked up. Hold on, I got my bag here with me.
I never really got into a whole lot of Star Wars games.
No?
It's like, I think it really started for me with Force Unleashed not long ago.
It's a fascinating subculture.
Everybody
Star
else
Wars
is
gamers.
Oh yeah, I know. It's like, especially with the MMO stuff.
Wait, well shit, look at Kevin. He just started right in on him.
Wait, are we talking about Force Unleashed?
I was, yeah. That's kind of really where I started. I've never been much of a Star Wars gamer.
Dude, I fucking love Force Unleashed, man. And a lot
Force
of people
Unleashed.
Shit on it, but the story is so good, dude. And the fact
oh,
that that's
yeah.
canon between episodes 3 and 4, like...
It bridges that gap.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. And we're bridging the gap between the Status Bro Show and the Status Nerd Show right now.
That's cool. That's right.
That's where I live.
That's all good.
All right.
All right, Melissa, did you? Oh, and Melissa is now opening the sealed envelope so that you guys know that I've been fucking cheated.
I need something to keep scrolling.
Although, we're pretty sure that he was cheating in the last one, even though nobody ever got to hear it.
What last one?
I did not cheat, dude.
Exactly.
Such
what last
horseshit.
One?
What last one?
You know what?
Like
fuck you guys.
Every bro should know his fair amount of Star Wars trivia.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, come on.
Out of the fucking ever.
Person shit.
That's true.
Gross.
My sister finally met a guy who's as big of a nerd as I am and likes Star Wars just as much as I do. And I told her she finally met somebody with some sense.
Way to go.
Did you finally get that envelope open?
Yeah.
I could have opened a business
got
the
stuck. The paper
open
got
shit.
Stuck to the glue on the inside of the envelope.
Yeah.
Do you lift your envelopes closed?
Yeah, I do.
I do too, man. A lot of people don't.
You know what? In a weird way, I like it.
It tastes good,
yeah, I mean,
right?
I do, man.
It depends
I like it.
What the purpose
I would be sad if they came up with an alternative form of envelope where you don't have to lick anymore. I'd be like, okay, but, oh.
Yeah, it's like a heat strip
that
or something.
Sucks.
Okay,
by the way, another thing about The Force Unleashed is I hate that they came up with that gay nickname where they call him Starkiller. It's way cooler just to call him The Apprentice.
You
dude, The Apprentice is a cool fucking
or just
Jedi.
Some
name.
You know.
Give him a name.
In episode 4, all the drafts of the script that
Ooh.
Lucas wrote had... Luke's name, Luke Starkiller. Up till they were already filming.
I did not know that.
They had already filmed a part of the movie, but they never said his last name in the bits that they filmed. And he decided to change his mind last minute to Skywalker because it sounded more passive.
It does sound more passive.
So they just changed it mid-shoot.
Okay.
By the way,
Starkiller
did you know
definitely sounds like a
the
bad
actor
name.
Who plays The Apprentice in Force Unleashed is
yes.
the same guy who plays Neil Perry, the original ice truck killer suspect
yeah,
in Dexter
dude.
Season 1.
Yes!
God,
yeah. These are actually difficult questions.
Good.
Yay.
Hit me.
Good. Let's do it.
Do it.
Okay.
Right.
Question number one.
Question number 1A.
1A.
A.
Jesus Christ.
Who sat next to Luke Skywalker in the briefing scene before the Death Star battle in Star Wars?
In
the
first
character?
In A New Hope?
Yeah.
Damn it, I can picture the guy he has that whole conversation with you where he's like, I used to bullseye T-16s and
is the name of the character?
I used to T-16 back home.
Fuck, yeah, probably his name. No, it's the actor. Then I'd really be fucked.
Wait, you have to know the name of that character?
Yeah, the character.
Son of a bitch. See, this is why I didn't want to do this.
Contestants are writing?
I feel like I got it. I got my solution.
Hold on. Did she give me the answers to the questions?
Yeah, they're right there.
There they are. Okay. Right.
All
right,
Corey, read his answer, please. Our mediator, Melissa Gilbreth. Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, the answer, Corey's answer is Wedge. Kevin says that guy who can suck my dick. And Zach is...
You're telling you can read his
By the
shit.
Way, for the record, if it actually is Wedge, that is horse shit, because Wedge is not talking to him in that scene. Maybe
it
Wedge...
It is actually, the correct answer is Wedge Antilles.
Oh, motherfucker.
Go.
God damn it, Wedge Antilles, of course.
Fuck it, we need to do the
movie. He's in every goddamn...
We need to do the same movie trivia again.
I never knew his last name.
Fuck it, I could have told you his last name.
Okay.
I should have known that shit.
Okay, wait, there's a part B here.
There's a part B. There's a part B to this question.
All right.
In that scene, what is the technical inaccuracy in the computerized plans retrieved from R2-D2?
The technical inaccuracy. All right,
can everybody say fuck this question? I want to keep going, though.
Let's go to two. Fuck that.
Yes, fuck 1A. One, God. One gay. All right.
Corey's got a point. Let's just keep going.
Number two. Yeah, what member of the diminutive race finds Luke's cut-off hand... and lightsaber?
That's not even in the fucking movies!
The diminutive race?
Fuck that. That's got to be special
edition. What a bunch of fucking horse shit.
That's got to be added scene.
That's not even in the special edition, man. I'm telling you, my Star Wars knowledge is vast.
I can think of the joke made in something Dark Side.
What hand?
Yeah. But fuck, that was a dude.
But he's like, you see the hand? The guy's like, nope. And you can see the hands wedged in his crotch. Wedge Antilles in his crotch.
Fuck. You got an idea?
No fucking
clue. Fuck it, yeah.
One of the diminutive race.
Okay, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's expanded universe shit.
Okay, yeah, next question. That is expanded universe. What alien... whose species hails from a watery planet designed the B-Wing?
All right.
Ooh. You guys fucking know?
Fuck yeah, no, dude.
Shit. Watery planet.
Melissa, please read my answer. Oh, wait, no. Does Zach wait for Zach to write his answer?
The name of the character, not the species.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, well, let me try.
What alien whose species hails from?
Well, the species is Mon Calamari. I know that for sure.
I don't know shit. I can't give you an answer.
Okay.
You know, fuck it. I'm not going to guess. What do you got?
Kevin's answer was Admiral Akbar, which is correct.
Yes!
It's a trap.
It's a water species?
That's so clever.
He's shaped like a fish!
Which, by the way, is kind of breathing air. Kamino is also entirely made of water.
Okay, don't...
Kaminoans, though, is what
don't give a shit. You're reading the answers. That's not fair. All right, last time. Well, I'm not even guessing.
You said we opened the 7 was hard.
All right, so right now Corey and I are neck and neck.
Yes.
Okay, number four. What is the name of the C-3PO character in the Star Wars spoof Hardware Wars?
You can't ask a question that's a spin-off question.
Okay.
Come on. All right,
expanded universe.
In fact, mark it up. Just write through it with that pen. There you go. Fuck that question.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
When...
Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Okay, when was the Boba Fett character first seen by the American public?
Got it.
When was he first seen?
I got that. If this is like a fucking commercial or something, I'm like, oh shit. If it's like, oh, was it a trailer, I'm gonna freak the fuck out. You're like, God, I can't read your writing. Most people say I have good handwriting.
I'm just used to reading bad handwriting. Yes. I think it's probably the...
Thank you for the strange offhand compliment.
Read his answer.
Zach's answer is Empire Strikes Back. Corey's answer is Empire Strikes Back Super Destroyer.
Read my whole answer.
And Kevin's answer is the bounty hunter meeting... on Darth Vader's Super Star Destroyer in The Empire Strikes Back. None of you are correct.
God damn it.
Fuck that shit.
This
Fuck
is horse
shit.
Oh, wait. No, technically, in A New Hope, in the special edition, you see him right behind Jabba by the Millennium Falcon when he meets with Han Solo.
That was added in.
That's added in. Yeah, you're right. That is not original. Is that what they...
The original is... an animated segment in the 1978 Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yep. I knew. Oh, what the fuck?
Holiday Special?
Dude, right. This is some intense fucking shit right now.
I object to this line of questioning.
So it's still 1-1. Let's keep it going.
6.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Horseshit.
I think when we hit 10, can we just say whoever tops out first wins?
Maybe.
Jesus.
Okay, number 6. The question, the phrasing on this is...
Whoever wrote
these
questions, I'm going to chop his dick off with a lightsaber.
Whom is the woman seen here? There's a picture. I'll show you guys. Seen here in this scene filmed, but cut from this first Star Wars movie, yelling at him, what does she want?
Skip it.
Okay.
Wait, let me see the picture.
Yeah, like that's going to help.
Fuck, you don't know.
It could be a picture of my mom, and you wouldn't...
Lady in Black.
Wait, let's see.
Yeah, no, that's not legit.
What the fuck is that?
You see nothing.
Can I take a shot in the dark?
Sure.
Queen Amidala.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Queen Amidala?
No.
Okay, never fuck that.
One Mothma. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I was going to guess like Aunt Beru there. This is a fucking statue. Shit.
Question 7. I'm moving on. I don't care anymore.
What's next?
What character in the early draft of Star Wars was a huge green-skinned guy with no nose and large gills?
What the fuck? All right, I'm going to make a guess at least.
Okay, wait. Original script of Star Wars? Which one? Does it say?
Original? I think it's a New Hope.
It says in an early draft of Star Wars. It would be a New Hope, though.
Yeah. I think it's a New Hope.
That's out. Fuck.
And I think we need a new game.
Yeah, these questions.
Yeah, we need normal Star Wars. Like, dude, I'm a fucking master of Star Wars trivia, as gay as that sounds. And
but this is extended universe, and even...
Okay, yeah. Zach says Chewie, Corey says Chewbacca, and Kevin says Greedo, and none of you are correct. Han Solo.
What the fuck, man?
Han Solo was originally supposed to be a...
Can I go ahead and say that nobody ever would have thought Han Solo was cool if he was a fucking green douchebag with gills?
I thought Han Solo was like, no, that's not... That's too fucking far.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
The wrong character.
All right, come on.
That's fucking retarded.
I want to keep going. I like the fact that they suck.
I got to get one point on the board, Christ.
Yeah, come on, dude. Zach has to at least get on the board.
Okay.
Keep going.
What member of Chewbacca's family shares a nickname with a Simpsons cartoon character?
Okay, you know what? That's it. I think I'm done with this. I don't know if we can do anymore.
Simpsons cartoon character? Mm-hmm. This is holiday special.
Short.
That's what I talk about.
If that was right, that would have been fucking sweet. Bro.
I hate all this extended universe crap.
Fuck it. It's like Marge,
I'm gonna
fucking freak out.
Okay, what?
Last name included. Last
can't
name included.
Read. Can't read it from here.
It said Shart Simpson.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. All right. Corey says Homer, and Zach said
Grandpa.
The correct answer is Itchy. His father's name is Itchichook.
That's not even the same fucking name!
I don't even get it, dude. That's... this game is a total jerk off.
I'm fucking over it.
Oh, this next one is actually a really interesting fact.
Okay.
What is a scientifically incorrect about Han Solo's boast about the Millennium Falcon's speed in the bar scene in Star Wars?
Because a parsec is a unit of distance, not time.
There goes my chance to get on the board, asshole.
Sorry. Thanks, something dude. About going faster than light speed? Because that's not possible.
Parsec is a unit of measurement.
Yeah, it's it means he said he completed the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs. Parsecs are units of time, which...
Wait, parsec is a real thing?
A parsec is...
That's what I meant. Time what? Really? Really? I had to write.
Well, a parsec is originally a unit of distance. It is referred to as a unit of time, which basically means that he cheated.
All right, what else we got? Keep going. You know, we don't even have to write him down anymore. Let's just shout him out if you fucking know him, dude.
Okay.
What is the kind of...
That was a point.
All right, we counted Zach. Zach's on the board. Now we're all neck and neck.
Okay. What kind of gas is mined by the Cloud City at Bespin?
Tabana.
Methane?
I'm going to go with Kevin's
Tabana.
Thank you.
Hey, there we go.
All right, that would make me in the lead now.
Yeah, Kevin's got it. Kevin, Corey and I are 1-1.
What does TIE, as in the... Or the
twin ion engine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shit. All right. Congratulations.
Let her finish the question.
I'm sorry. I won't do that again. That was
what
just,
is
I was
the
just
fake
excited.
Movie title used by the producers of Return of the Jedi to deceive you fans and keep them away from the filming site?
Fuck. I know this.
It's a trap.
Neverland Ranch.
It was printed on it was printed when they were out shooting.
Yeah. No. You're right. That was the original name of what they were gonna call It's a Trap. What is it?
Neverland Ranch?
Wait,
Blue Harvest is the answer.
Blue Harvest!
It's Blue Harvest!
Yeah. Blue Harvest. God damn it.
Blue Harvest! That's right.
That's why they
remember.
Chose that name for the Family Guy movie because it's the. Because
I knew it was something that.
That was the code name for Return of the Jedi when they're filming called Blue Harvest.
Whoever made this list
is
a fucking douche.
Come out and watch them.
Oh, there's a B to that question.
Mm-hmm.
B it up.
What was the made up slogan for that movie?
Ooh, I don't know.
Horror beyond imagination.
Horror?
Yep.
Ah, that's pretty deceitful.
Extremely deceitful.
All right, next week's
expanded universe.
We'll just do a couple more and then we'll move on because I feel like we're boring the death out of our audience here. So.
Boring the death out of myself. Expanded universe crap. Jeez. More beer.
Yeah, more beer.
Oh, this is an interesting one. In the final scene of Star Wars,
what are you, clinky drinky?
Han Solo and Luke Skywalker receive medals, but the Wookiee doesn't. When was this horrible injustice finally corrected?
There's a time when Chewie gets a medal?
At the very end of
the first pat on the back from Yoda at the end of episode 3, but wait, what? When did they correct this?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, you're right. That didn't take place before that anyway.
It's not in film.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Holiday special. I don't
care. Come on.
No. Really? Not the holiday special?
It was actually, like 20 years later.
What are they
deciding? 1997 MTV Movie Awards.
Oh my god, this is such garbage.
Yeah, you have to go to a holiday special in two more movies than 20 plus fucking years to get a medal.
Fucking racist.
Bunch of racists, that's right.
Dude, guys living in their basements jerking off to Princess Leia in a gold bikini right now don't know these fucking answers.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, any Star Wars trivia that makes reference to the MTV Movie Awards.
You think that's enough? You want to swing one more?
Let's do a couple more, and then, you know.
Okay, just the tip.
Just a couple more. Feels, yes.
It's already all the way
in. What is the name of the Star Destroyer that captured Princess Leia in the opening of Star Wars?
They had names?
The Custodian. Damn it, that's the name of the Blockade Runner, I think. It's not even either.
I should know. It's a mission in Battle.
I know the Executor is the name of Darth Vader's Super Star Destroyer. All right, what is it? Names. God damn it.
Devastator.
Damn it.
I had no idea they had names.
Who's the only human to fight in and survive the two Death Star battles?
Wedge Antilles.
That's Akbar. Actually correct.
Thank you.
Seriously, what Death Star battles?
Yeah.
Luke doesn't count?
No, I believe Wedge Antilles even makes the kill shot on the second Death Star.
But Luke is a human.
Yeah, but he didn't fight in that. You know, he's fighting Darth Vader while they were in the space battle. But Han isn't either. Han's down on Endor.
No, Han was in both.
No, Han's down on the
Endor. Son of a bitch, you're
Han's
right.
Down on the forest
he's
moon,
his
man.
Ship.
Yeah.
Bunch of jagoffs stealing a man's ride.
Yeah, that's true. It's like Lando and
Lando and the little funny looking guy.
The little fucking guy. It looks like the Phantom of the Opera wearing that mask thing.
Yeah.
All right, come on, give it just a couple more, and then I'm gonna move on to something. To do.
Okay, this is number 17B because the other ones are kind of ridiculous and they involve a picture. Right. Who's taller, R2-D2 or the Ewok Wicket?
Wicket. The Ewok. I would say the Ewok. R2. But I feel like maybe that's a trick question, and it's R2.
It is R2.
Hey!
Whoa!
By 0.1 meter.
All right, whoever made this fucking Star Wars trivia list?
All right, you know, now I want to move on to something. Let's get, okay, you know, Noah, give me one more. One more, and then we're moving on, I swear to God.
One more, you're really going to push this.
Yes.
All right.
I'm done.
One more.
Everybody's done. This is the final one. This is sudden death. And pick a good one, Melissa.
One that you can guess or one that's...
You're our producer. I leave it in your hands.
We trust you.
But if you bone us, never come back here again. Kidding, of course.
There's the door.
Yeah.
This is
Christ.
Anyways, while she thinks, I'm going.
Okay, here we go. This one you should all know, and if you don't get it, you're all fucking fired. All
right.
What is the exact familial relationship of Owen Lars to Luke Skywalker?
He is a step-uncle. Step-uncle.
I'd say uncle, but
no, he's a blood uncle.
I didn't even know they were related by blood.
Blunkle.
No.
Blunkle?
They're not
related?
Then that would make him a step-uncle. Mm-mm. Wait, this is to Luke Skywalker?
Oh. Yes, to Luke Skywalker. I'm sorry.
They're not.
They are related.
Hold on, let me think.
Are they related?
Not by blood, but they are related.
I thought there wasn't any relation at all.
All right, I'm trying to picture. I can picture the scene in episode 2.
Wait,
and they
wait.
Show up, and Owen is like, "So, I guess you're my brother." And then it's his
Owen
child.
Lars. They're step brothers, then.
To Luke Skywalker. Skywalker?
Is Luke's stepbrother?
Wait, God, I'm fucking confused now. Owen...
Anakin Skywalker is a...
Was that Owen? Is he related to Shmi?
Uncle... Wait, Anakin Skywalker is a stepbrother to Owen Lars.
Okay, yeah, so...
Okay.
Step uncle. Okay, yeah, you're right.
That's what I swear. I really thought it was a fucking step uncle.
Step uncle. Can you be a step uncle?
Yeah.
Is it, maybe it's like maybe there's like a technical name for it. It's like uncle once removed or something like that.
Yeah. Cousin twice removed on the mother's side.
According to this, being a step uncle means that you're not actually related, because it says there's no relation. But
there is no. They're not blood related.
They're not blood related, but he is pretty much his uncle because his parent. Anakin Skywalker, Shmi, was technically married to Clee Lars. That made them related.
So in a way, we were all right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, that's so what I looked at. Everybody win. Yep. All right.
Hey. Trivia for
we all win.
Next time you guys decide to pick a game.
I'm not applauding by that damn
Yeah, next time we do a Star Wars game, it will be fucking real Star Wars trivia, not this garbage.
Jesus.
You need to talk to your girlfriend about where she's finding these games.
I believe actually that fell under the list of advanced Star Wars trivia. And that's just the best that we could find in a pinch, because I did that like an hour before the show tonight. So, you know, we don't have that much time left for tonight, so we don't need to start like another game or anything. But what I did want to get into, we were talking about religion in our first show. Oh, we talked about some really great religion shit last week in the show that nobody will hear. It was hilarious. It was just the greatest radio I've ever heard.
You'll never know.
So I feel like we... who made that joke, by the way? Somebody that we should eat some communal... It was me?
Yeah. You were like, we're going to... Next week, we're going to have some.
Well, anyways, the wild card, Zach Lewis, happened to bring some communion bread. And I think maybe we should investigate and try it out on the air. What do you guys think?
Let's do it again. I'm hungry.
Right, why not? Cool.
Well, it's not. It's not less. I picked it up.
I hope nobody gave up communion bread for Lent because.
gave up communion for Lent. I'm fucking.
Well, what if you gave up going to church for Lent?
Like you walk in, yeah, you walk in, your priest, like, you know, you do it, you're just like, suck my dick. Like,
my grandma, I told my grandma I was giving something up for Lent this year, and she asked me if I was giving up sex for Lent. Because it had to, because you had to give up something you enjoyed.
Okay, that's totally fucking weird. Wait, before you do that, I want to hold on. He's got the box open right here. I'm going to take a look at this.
Yeah.
I want to describe to our listeners exactly what this is here. It's sort of a small, compact box, maybe a little bit bigger than a CD case. It says communion bread for the Lord's Supper service. Approximately 500 pieces. And it's such a tiny box.
Yeah.
All right, so the box at the top lifts off.
I picked up at Mardell for $8.49.
There's not 500.
Apparently, the flesh of our Lord and Savior ain't all that expensive.
Well, yeah, and I gotta be honest, it looks like cereal. Like maybe I should pour this in a bowl with some milk over it.
That would be fucking hilarious.
If it was frosted, it might actually taste good.
It might. Okay, so who here is actually willing to try one of these things?
I'll try it.
All right.
Again, as far as like crackers, you don't need anything to buy it. You don't need a license or anything. They sell it to anybody. So the way I see it, it's fair game.
Is this disrespectful? I'm just gonna open it like a bag of chips, like pull it apart.
Just pour it in the box. Yeah, I don't know. Like
is it childproof there, Corey? Kevin?
I'm gonna get a scissors. Talk amongst yourself.
It's Satan-proof, really, not childproof.
I thought communion was supposed to be like wafers.
You see, it is, and they had the wafers. They served 1,000, and they were $19.59, I want to say.
Okay, I didn't mean it
for the wafers.
I didn't mean to cut the entire top off here, but I kind of did.
Yeah.
Who wants to be first?
I'll try one.
All right. Corey going first here. Yeah.
Body of Christ.
Yeah. You can cross yourself, man.
Was it crunchy?
Yeah, kinda.
You see, they had them in soft.
What's
too.
The flavor? Oh, why wouldn't you get the soft?
Because they told me that was for elderly people. I don't know, you guys are old, but...
It tastes like a bland cracker.
It's like crackers.
It's like a cracker with extra flour on it.
Get some salt, man. What do you want me to say?
As far as the taste, it's kind of just
Pass the bag, man.
It kind of tastes like flour. I'm going to pass it off to Zach here.
It tastes like Jesus.
And I think some college kids go out and do drugs.
And here we are taking communion.
That's right.
Bless you, my children.
I want some more Jesus.
Yeah, anybody want to hear that? They're kind of like really, really shitty goldfish.
Oyster crackers.
I like oyster crackers.
You know what? That's a good question. I gotta wonder, if you were in a pinch,
what would you use?
Yeah, could a priest, use goldfish as communion? I mean, why not?
If you were doing it for kids, I imagine that would be an appropriate...
You've got the...
I'm actually kind of hungry, and I've had, like, five or six of these now.
It is the snack that's my...
Yeah, it took some.
Nope.
But I mean, like, there is the bumper sticker that has, like, the Jesus and the fish
thing. Ooh, I have a really good question. Do these come with nutritional facts?
They do.
All right, let's read. I want to know the nutritional facts. Right. Oh.
Yeah, you left the box in the kitchen.
I got it. Here. Of course,
I'm taking them. I'm still hungry.
And people say this isn't a family-friendly show.
They literally taste like nothing. No, I mean, it's really weird.
They taste like cardboard.
You know, for our next show, we're actually going to get a bronze tray to put them all in while we eat off of them.
Those bronze trays are actually kind of expensive.
And actually, for the next show, nobody will be able to eat them with their own fingers. I'm going to actually place it on their tongue, like in the tradition of the Catholic faith. Just kidding.
Is that how the Catholics do it?
Mom and Dad.
Why do we just go for it?
That's old school Catholic thing. I never personally did that.
I'm eating
that,
like
but...
4 or 5.
I'm just like stuffing my mouth with the body of Christ.
Yeah, you know what? Give me a couple more of those. Those are actually, you know, they're not bad when you're really hungry.
They grow on you, right?
They do.
No.
You can get used to eating cardboard.
Maybe we'll
because
have
it's not exactly
show.
Bad.
Now you're going to have a holy shit.
Communion bread with the Lord's Supper service. Nutritional facts. Ooh, you know what? Okay, for a serving size...
One.
Which is 3 grams, whatever the fuck that means. How many calories do you think are in that?
2? I don't know.
Our serving size is 1 pellet?
Ooh, the answer would be 0.
0?
So I wonder, is that like a Catholic thing? Like the body of Christ shouldn't like have any calories?
Or maybe it's like 0.00 something, so if you eat enough of them, you will actually have
Jesus,
calories.
Is Weight Watchers,
you drink wine and booze, has to have calories.
Has Weight Watchers heard about this? This is your motherfucking revelation.
Sitting on a gold mine here.
Right?
Jesus doesn't cost you any points.
Son of a bitch. Jesus doesn't cost me any points. Ain't that the truth?
Did anybody give up anything for Lent?
I'm too busy.
I don't actually celebrate Lent. Never have.
I usually do just out of tradition.
Hey, let me grab a couple more of these.
Please.
Thank you.
Not this year.
I had planned to give something up for Lent, and the thing I gave up for Lent I got for Valentine's Day, so I can't really say no.
Wait, do what?
Weird, because I know what you gave up for Lent.
Was it a sexual thing?
No.
Wait, it wasn't a sex thing?
No.
Oh, I don't know what you gave up for Lent. No.
Why would I give up sex for Lent?
Well, you said that whole thing about your grandma. I thought that's what that story was leading into.
All right, look, we're all kind of feasting on communion bread here. And
leading into the fact that it's weird for your grandma to ask that kind of question.
If we're still alive.
Whatever.
Yeah.
At the Lord's grace. By next week, because we're currently out of time, then we will be back.
Thursday.
Unfortunately, this show doesn't even compare to the show that we did last Wednesday that nobody will ever fucking hear. And yeah, we will be back again this week. We're doing a double feature of the Status Bro Show. Oh, thank
you,
Corey.
To make up for Kevin's abominable fuck up.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, by the way. That was my fault. And, you know,
give me some Jesus.
Sir. Yes.
Let's give me a couple shows and redeem myself. And we also have to work out this whole Double 40th thing. We may have a couple of special guests for you. We're going to have new games.
Better
more
games.
Kinds of, what's the term you used earlier? Guy-centric topics.
Yeah.
I like that. As always. Anyways, I am your host, Kevin Ebling.
I am Corey Vandersleen.
And?
Zach Lewis.
And our producer,
Melissa Galbraith.
Thank you for listening. This is the Status Bro Show.